With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
When this brief came up for Archipelago, it really sort of resonated with that for me.
The fourth Cayman Islands Biennial, Archipelago, has named its award winners. But behind the accolades are deeply personal stories about what it means to create art in a country that's changing fast. I talked with some of the artists to hear how they turned their connection to our islands into award-winning work. For one artist, an area we see as just a road has a bigger meaning. For Joanna Austin, it's a lifetime.
It's a long strip of paper that I would take out with me and draw along the road down South Church Street, which is where I've lived all my life.
Austin turned those drawings into what she calls a strolling scrolling machine, a handmade scroll viewers physically turn, mimicking the way we scroll through our phones. She says the work is a statement about isolation in the digital age.
The idea behind that is to sort of take the thought of social media, the sort of the isolated use of social media where you're using it as one person, you're concentrating, you're staring at it, and sort of turning it into a parallel work of art where you also have to concentrate and stare at it and turn it.
But Austin says it's also about something bigger, how we might be passively watching Cayman change without taking action.
You know, there's change going on all around us. My street view would show you little parts of that, curated by me, what I wanted to show you, but you're just passively scrolling past it.
The work earned Austin a share of the Bendel Hides Award, the biennial's highest honor.
I can hardly believe it. And to do so alongside Randy Gillette, who is so inspiring and amazing to be put in the same category as these guys is really cool. Totally unexpected.
Austin says art has been a constant in her life, even while holding down a full-time job. But this award may be opening new chapters for her.
I hope to show at the National Gallery, of course, because of this, which would be so amazing to go through that process and talk about what could be done and everything. I'm excited for that. My piece has been acquired for the National Collection, which is a bit crazy. It's amazing.
Joanna Austin shares the top prize with Randy Gillette, whose installation, Laid in Stone, uses stacked and painted cement blocks to represent generational growth. For Gillette, the award is meaningful, but he says the real prize is something deeper.
It helped me to grow. It helped me to push myself. And I feel honored to be amongst, you know, other artists and see all of us as we grow, you know. And it just winning actually encouraged me also to actually like push myself even more. Because as an artist, to me, it's always about growth.
Gillette says winning pushes him to break out of creative boxes.
How can I push myself further outside of any box that I may not realize that I have, if I have any box? So it helps me to expand and just to grow as an artist and see, you know, where else I could take it.
The Bendel Hides Emerging Artist Award went to painter Ian McRae for his triptych Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, Little Cayman, a work that uses scale and symbolism to explore the interconnected identities of the three islands.
I am deeply grateful to receive the Emerging Artist Prize. The support and recognition are especially meaningful at this stage of my practice, and I'm inspired by the strength and generosity of the artistic community involved.
He spoke of how he feels about joining their ranks.
Many of the previous winners of this prize are massive inspirations to me, so to share this with them is incredibly humbling.
National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart says this year's awardees reflect what the biennial is all about.
This year, Bendel Hides awardees have sought to honor our cultural heritage in their work, while also embracing new ideas and experimental practices that speak to our evolving cultural identity.
Urquhart says the biennial changes everyone, artists and audiences alike.
On behalf of all of us at the National Gallery, we extend sincere congratulations to each of the awardees and indeed all of the biennial artists for challenging us to look more closely, think more deeply, and to imagine more expansively about our contemporary moment.
Archipelago brings together 76 artworks by 60 artists and collectives across six venues in Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. Admission is free. The biennial closes February 18th. A catalog launch and closing event will be held at the National Gallery on February 17th. Details can be found at nationalgallery.org.ky. The 160-page Archipelago catalog will be distributed to schools and libraries across the Cayman Islands. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.